Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It is currently 6:14. I hope this doesn't come as a severe shock to you, but it's not raining. And along those lines, I'll bet car washes are going to be busy because I have seen more, including my own, filthy vehicles because it's been raining so much and no chance to clean them up. Highs of 74 today. Right now it's 67, so it's nice. Tomorrow, highs of only 70, nothing but sunshine through the weekend. 74 for a high on Saturday, 78 on Sunday, then up to 82 on Monday. But get ready. Get ready next Thursday, 1 week from Thanksgiving, because today is 2 weeks from Thanksgiving. Lows in the 40s, highs in the 60s. Hallelujah, praise the Lord, finally some cool weather. Not the case for our friend Andy Smith in New Hampshire, director of the University of New Hampshire Survey Center. How you doing, Andy?
Very good, thank you. And as you mentioned, fall's kind of come around here. We were in the 20s last night, but so that's not too bad this time of year, though.
Not at all, and I hope you're talking about the temperature, not your dating history.
Oh, no, there's other people we may be able to discuss about that.
Well, that's true, yes, but not... Yeah, yes, exactly right. So, let me tell you, yesterday I was kidding around about Elon Musk and who's the other guy? Vivek Ramaswamy. Two people mm-hmm. being named in charge of the Department of Efficiency, and I just cracked a joke about, two people... That it would seem like something right out of Atlas Shrugged. Why would you have two people in the Department of Efficiency? Seems redundant. And man, I got spanked on the text line. People didn't find that funny at all. Although it was just, you take cracks at the administration, both administrations, right? So the country, even though Trump won with a mandate, both popular vote and electoral college landslide, people are still not too much in a mood to joke, are they?
Yeah, that's unfortunate, because if you can't joke about politics, my goodness, what can you joke
that's
about?
That's the point I was trying to make. That's the only point I was trying to make.
It's fish in a barrel.
Yeah, exactly. So tell me about, I don't know where you want to start. We haven't spoken since the election, now that some time has passed. I was asking you all along, was there anything that was going to be maybe beneath the polls in terms of landslide, or that where a landslide could happen one way or the other? Do you know what turned what was supposedly a neck-and-neck close race into a win of the popular vote? I think it was 75 to 71 million by Trump or something along those lines.
Mm-hmm.
And the Electoral College total that he racked up, over 300.
Well, I'd say, first of all, it really was a very close election. The national polls were showing that they were within a percentage point of each other. Battleground state polls were showing a percentage point of each other. And I think what we saw is not really a landslide so much as just a small shift from 2020, and not too different than 2016. And that the thing about elections is that you only have to win by one. 50% plus one, you win, and you get the seat. So I think this was not so much different as one would expect. Polling again, the polls I think were quite good, except that they tended to underestimate Trump's support again, including our own polls. And that I think is something that pollsters are really going to have to continue to look at.
Let me jump in for 1 second, Andy. Could that be because people were hesitant to express to anybody that they really favored President Trump and just didn't want to say it?
There's some evidence of that. There's something called the spiral of silence theory that really kind of points to those sorts of things. People are unwilling to express their support for somebody if they believe that candidate is unpopular. Mm-hmm. But I think there's even more than that. Trump was going around for years talking about fake news and fake polls, and you get a lot of people that just didn't want to participate in that sort of thing, a lot of Republicans. So I think that, but overall, it was a close election, as predicted.
Where do we go from here? Let's talk about the step. Well, first off, let me go back to Senate and House. Any surprises mm-hmm. there?
Not really. Again, because it was a very close election, some of those races that looked close just tilted Republican. But I think everybody expected the Senate to be about where it is. Maybe the Republicans gained one more seat than was anticipated with Pennsylvania. The House, holding on to the House seats there, very close, a lot of close races with that. Maybe a little unanticipated, but still quite close. So I think overall the election was a repeat of the last two presidential elections we've had, with just, you know, essentially buzzer beaters each time.
So when it comes to the Republicans now, and we have to take a break here, we'll pick it up when we come back. When it comes to the Republicans having the White House, the Senate, and the House, it's kind of like, in some ways, I don't care whether it's a Republican or a Democratic administration that has all three, it's kind of like a dog chasing a car. You got it. Now what are you going to do with it? Right? So we'll pick it up there when we come back. We're talking to Andy Smith, director of the University of New Hampshire Survey Center. Part of that includes, I think, Tommy Tuberville telling Republicans they better get online with Trump's cabinet confirmation. They better get in line and just rubber stamp everything, put it through. Some other senators saying, not so fast, my friend. We'll pick it up there when we come back with Andy Smith, 620 Traffic Now.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
WL. 6:24 and a half, Tommy Tucker, WWL, back with our friend Andy Smith, director of the University of New Hampshire Survey Center. Andy, let's talk about, you got it. You know, I don't care if you're a Democrat or Republican. You got the House, you got the Senate, you got the White House. Governing is different than campaigning. What do you do with it now?
Well, H.L. Mencken, who I love to quote, once said, democracy is the art of running the circus from the monkey cage. Well, we got the monkey cage and we got the circus. And I think it's going to be a difficult time running all those things. You know, our government's designed to be slow and inefficient and to compete against one another in the branches of government. So I think you're going to see a lot of Trump's appointees not make it through confirmation because the Senate has their own ideas about how things should be run. The House is a little bit different. That's responsive, more responsive to the public. So they will likely be going along with a lot of Trump's ideas. But there's a very small Republican majority there. So we can see a repeat of some of the things that happened over the last couple of years with rebellious Republicans in the House. So I'm thinking that this is going to be a quite an interesting 6 months here as Trump gets his government underway.
Where does the MAGA movement go from here? Because I think my own personal opinion is that this is all about Trump. And I don't know that there is an heir apparent to Trump. Or does this supersede him? Does it follow him along? Because he can't run for office again, not constitutionally. Explain that, if you will, for people that think he can, please, because I know there are some out there that think he can.
Well, there's an amendment to the Constitution that says you can run, you can serve two terms, and that's it. So he's not going to be able to run again, unless he can put through a constitutional amendment or somehow convince people that the Constitution doesn't matter anymore. But he won't be running again. But to your point about there not being an heir apparent, I think that's absolutely the case. But there are a whole lot of people in Washington that think there are. And those are the people that are going to be entertaining to watch, because you're going to see the little food fights going on and being amped up as those people look to gain more power and try to take over. This real shift in the Republican Party, and this is where I think this is real, that the Republican Party has for the last 30, 40 years, really, you could start with Reagan, has becoming more and more the blue-collar party of the country, not the elite party. That's definitely the Democratic Party now. And there's going that political force is going to be there. Who's going to be the person who can step up and lead that is the next question.
And I guess the question is about the future of the Republican Party. Is it more of a Reagan? Does it go back to being, because, you know, everything, as you once said a long time ago, it's a pendulum in politics in a country. If it swings one way, then swings the other. But from the Republicans only, is the future of the Republican Party from now on MAGA and what Trump has morphed it into, or does it ever go back to like a Reagan-esque kind of Republican Party? What are your thoughts on that?
I don't think it's going to go back to be quite a Reagan-esque party, because that was quite a unique combination of different forces, different political forces. But I don't think it's going to continue to be a MAGA party, because frankly, I think after looking at the appointments that are being made, or the prospective appointments being made, it's kind of like the MAGA movement has jumped the shark. We've got so many people here that are been nominated to large federal agencies, very important agencies, both in the U.S. and worldwide, who don't have any management experience. And I think that we're just going to see the monkey cage running the circus, so to speak, again. And it's just going to be, I think it's going to be a, once Trump's gone, I don't think that MAGA really can exist.
What do you see happening with the, and I know you touched on this before, but before we let you go, with the cabinet confirmation hearings?
I think that overall that Donald Trump's decided to get rid of PBS and replace it with Fox News. The people that we've got are certainly celebrities and loyalists of his, but they're not really people who have much experience running big government bureaucracies.
Thank you, Andy. I appreciate your time. I really do. Andy Smith, director of the University of New Hampshire Survey Center, always there when we need him. We'll take a break. We come back, and he'll be here, I guarantee you. God, good Lord willing, both of us will be here in 2028. Andy, come back for a second real quick. The 2028 sure. campaign has begun already, has it not?
Watch what Gavin Newsom is doing right now.
All right.
It's back up and running already.
There you go. Thank you, Andy Smith. We'll take a break. We come back. We'll talk to Mike Strain, Commissioner of Louisiana Department of Agriculture and Forestry. It's hard to tell from the weather, but Thanksgiving only 2 weeks away. We'll talk about keeping it all a Louisiana Thanksgiving when we come back. Then we're going to talk about some of the challenges that the Louisiana Motor Transport Association is facing with truck drivers. And we'll talk to Will Green, President and CEO of LaBe, about Louisiana's business in a special session. A lot coming up. Stay with us right now. Time for WWL First News. For that, we go to Dave Cohen. 6:44, 16 till 7. Tommy Tucker, WWL, joined now by our friend Mike Strain, Commissioner of Louisiana Department of Agriculture and Forestry. How you doing, Mike Strain?
Man, I am doing great. I'm getting ready for a trip to England. I'm going on behalf of the British government. There will be several ag commissioners and others. We're going over there on, you know, at the invitation and paid for by the British government and the British embassy. So I'll be leaving tomorrow, be gone a week. And so we're excited about that. And it's, again, this is a preliminary trade mission, and it's about looking at shared challenges and opportunities and promoting intergovernmental cooperation in agriculture. So we're excited about it. And, of course, right now we've got the legislature going on and everything going on in Washington. So it's a busy time.
You might want to get something to eat here, Mike, before you leave, because I don't know that people go to England to get fat.
I've been doing that. Yes, I understand. Yes. So we'll see how the British eat, but I know, you know, that it's not as good as us. So we got to make sure we'll bring, you know, over some Tabasco and some Uncle Larry's and some other good things over there. So we'll bring them some spices.
Yeah, you know, it confused me, and I've been to Ireland and Northern Ireland, is that it's like they look at you crazy if you ask for ice and a soft drink and a Coke or something. It's like, can I have some
ice?
Oh,
my gosh, yeah, you ask for ice, they say, what do you mean ice? So we're very spoiled here as far as, you know, what we have, and because, you know, ice takes electricity and things. And so around the world, the things that we really take for granted every day are just not common or available across the world.
Tell me about making Thanksgiving all Louisiana. What can people do to make sure that they have nothing but Louisiana represented on their Thanksgiving table?
Well, you can start off with some of our good sweet potatoes, you know, the Avoyelles, the Jolies, or, you know, some of the Beauregards or Evangelists. You get those Louisiana sweet potatoes, that's a must. You've got to have some Louisiana pecans. such as your Vacheron or your Little Eva or your Cane River. And you got to have some steamed cane syrup or some local cane syrup. You make your casseroles. And don't forget, you know, at Strain Household, you know, we're going to have some catfish. We're also going to have some gumbo, a good seafood gumbo. And you've got to have, you know, some crabs in there. You've got to have some oysters. And you've got to, you know, have some shrimp or maybe some crawfish or a little crawfish etouffee or shrimp etouffee. And when you cook that, and of course, Louisiana rice with everything that you do. And so, when you select all these things, make it fresh, local, and certified Louisiana. And you talk about incredible. You can get some corn on the cob, some local products. Go by your farmer's markets and on the local section of your grocery store when you start shopping for Thanksgiving, because it's going to be really, really, it's going to be great this year. I can't wait. I'll be getting home, you know, from Britain. And, of course, you know, it's time to sit down with family and friends and just truly celebrate. Think about that pecan pie. Oh, my goodness. I cannot wait.
Tell me, Mike, if you will, about food safety when it comes to turkey, because every year, boy, first, I guess we should start with frying turkeys, because people sometimes burn their house down, and that's never a good thing.
Yes, they do. When you're frying those turkeys, look, do it, whatever you do, don't do it where, you know, in the garage or on the porch. Make sure you are outside. You're not under an overhang. Be very, very, very careful, because again, you maybe want to do a test run. You know, follow the directions. Don't overfill with the oil. Because what happens, this thing gets so hot and it'll boil over and you can get a massive flame. But every year, there's major fires from those turkeys. Follow the directions. You know, look at the time charts. Follow that, but be extremely careful. And look, when you pull that turkey out, look, it's hot. Be very careful, you know, you don't burn yourself, and protect, you know, from, especially if you got little children around where you're doing that. Also, when you, again, with your big turkey, remember, it takes about 4 or 5 days to thaw out a big turkey if you thaw it out in the refrigerator. You know, so follow the directions when you thaw that turkey and cook it properly. You know, I love those that, you know, have that little button in there. You see it pop out. But again, you have to follow that. And what a lot of people do, they forget, oh, my goodness, tomorrow's Thanksgiving. I got to pull this thing out. And if you do, when you thaw it, there is a methodology to thaw, you know, in the sink. But you got to change that water every 30 minutes. Food safety. And then when you thaw it in the sink, you've got to clean that up extremely well. Hot, soapy water. You can use also, there are a number of different types of disinfectants. Wherever uncooked poultry is, you cannot put that cooked poultry back, because we have to be, you know, safe as well. And then, you know, when you eat, after you eat, you know, whatever that turkey is, you should go ahead and cut that turkey up. And then if you're going to, you know, store it, but don't leave things out. It's probably going to be, it's going to be warm, maybe a little cooler than it is right now, but it's still going to be warm. So hot things hot, cold things cold. Cook everything to the proper temperature, follow the directions, and be safe with leftovers and safe when you cook. And we'll have a great holiday season.
How's the sugarcane harvest looking, Mike?
Man, it's looking good. I tell you, we have been so blessed. Those, you know, we've had a little bit of rain, which is good. We kind of knocked that dust down, but they are rolling through, and the cane yield is good. The sugar yield is good. We're expecting one of the best years ever. We expect sugarcane now to net about $1.5 billion. That's with a B. And so we're very happy. You know, we were concerned at first. You know, Francine came in and kind of knocked some of that cane down, but it has recovered. And overall, we're having an excellent cane season. We're also looking forward now as we're, you know, getting that second crop of rice, the ratoon crop cut, and all the fields flooded. We're getting ready for what's next? Crawfish season. And so the reports are good. Everybody that can is trying to make sure they've got some crawfish in those fields. We'll not be back to pre-drought conditions, but we're going to be doing a lot better this year than last year. And so with the good conditions and the good weather we're having and the slow breakdown of the rice, you know, after we cut the rice and we let those plants break down in the field in the water that feeds the crawfish, we're expecting a good crawfish season. And, of course, we can't wait. And right now is a great time to buy some shrimp.
Mm-hmm.
Shrimp are very affordable. They're very plentiful and very delicious. So start buying some shrimp as we're going into crawfish season. And look, we just can't wait.
Let me take a break. Dr. Mike Strain, our guest, a very skilled and beloved veterinarian, joining us as he does every Thursday morning. Real quick, how's Hootie, the newest member of the Strain household?
Oh, man, Hootie's having a hooterific day every day. Hootie goes to work every day with Susan at the clinic, the official greeter at the clinic. But Hootie is having just a marvelous time, as you would expect. Right?
Yeah, we
should all Basset Hound.
We should all have Hootie's life. Hootie is the new Basset Hound.
Oh, my goodness.
The Strain household.
Yeah.
652, 8 till 7, traffic now, WWL. Agricultural Commissioner Mike Strain headed over to the UK, to England, to talk with their farmers, and it's all being paid for by the British government. Mike, what are you going to be doing? Like touring, I don't know, what do they grow in Britain? I never thought about that.
Well, they have a lot of livestock, and they have a lot of specialty crops. That's what we're going to see. We're going to see, you know, what they have and how they do it, talk about whatever challenges there are between getting products to and from England. And so what's very important, we'll be meeting with members of Parliament. We will be meeting with high-ranking agricultural officials. We'll be meeting with their federal, in other words, the person that's head of their veterinary division. And so this is a go and look and see to see what they have. And then we start negotiating and talking about trade and how we can work together in trade. So we're excited about that. A lot of things going on in there.
Let me talk about the Farm Bill real quick. What's going on with that?
Well, it's static. Nothing's happening with it. And we're really pushing. Said, look, y'all are back there. We need to get it done. I'm afraid that they're just probably going to do an extension until we move it into the first of next year, and then we'll start over again. And so it would start a new farm bill, because that will be a totally new Congress. And if I said, all right, if y'all do, then we're going to make some improvements to this farm bill and get these reference prices correct and, you know, and do it right. But we've got to get it done. They just can't keep kicking the can down the road. A number of things stop. And in other words, I work in conservation. I work in the Farm Services Agency. New contracts aren't getting signed. People aren't getting hired. And look, this is the roadmap, you know, for conservation and the largest industry in America, and they need to get it done.
Thank you, Mike. Safe travels. Tommy Tucker, WWL.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.